Our story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Raven is in her office talking with Hannah.
Mac and I are walking around each other on eggshells. I'm trying not to be furious about him talking to Serena behind my back, but it's so hard not to be.
Well, I haven't seen him since this new tidbit of information came out, and I'd be lying if I said I wasn't mad.
I mean, he does have a point about Serena's child being alone. At least that's what she says, anyway. But I don't want anything to do with her, not after what she did to you.
Rave, I don't want you and Mac to fight over my feelings. I guess I'll just have to get over it.
How are you doing, anyway? Are you sleeping any better?
I still have dreams about Todd almost every night. I'm not sure that will ever go away.
There you are. This is my office, Alexandra. Brilliant deduction.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I wasn't sure you'd still be here, Raven. You know, you're not exactly working long hours these days.
What do you want, Alexandra?
This is a place of business, Hannah, if you haven't noticed.
Do you have some work to talk to me about, or not?
Actually, no. I stopped by to make sure you're going to keep quiet about Serena being my daughter.
Well, I haven't really decided about that. You'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. Let me put this another way for you, Raven. If you open your big trap about this, I'll go straight to your nephew, Clint, and I'll tell him who his father is. Now, I don't think you would want that shocking little fact to come to light, would you?
How in the hell did you find out about that? Did Michael tell you?
No, I haven't even talked to Michael Hunt in ages. It doesn't matter how I found out. All that does matter is this. I now have a piece of information that's just as damaging to your family as this secret is to mine. And don't think that I won't use it.
Clint is just a kid, Alexandra.
Oh, save it. It would never have come to this if you weren't so damn determined to stick it to me. You just can't get over the fact that I slept with your husband.
Just get out of my office. Fine, I won't tell Serena. Is that what you want to hear?
Actually, yeah, it was. You two gossip mongers have a nice day now. Oh, and by the way, I ran into Mac at Dean Industries. It seems like he's gotten really close to Serena. Gee, I guess there's just something about a Jones woman that really turns him on.
Get out of here, Alex!
Bye-bye now.
Ugh!
At Channel 6, Gretchen is working at her desk when the phone rings.
Gretchen Stiles.
Gretchen? It's Trey.
Trey? Are you calling me from jail?
Actually, no. I was released this morning.
Oh. Well, I'm quite surprised to hear that, to tell you the truth.
It's a long story, but basically, I helped the DA by testifying against my supplier and cut a deal. I'm on probation for the next 3 years.
Well, I certainly hope that this is all a wake-up call to you, Trey. Although, if seeing what happened to your wife doesn't wake you up to the realities of heroin, I don't know what will.
Look, Gretchen, I don't want to take up your time. I just wanted to call and say thanks. You know, you put yourself at risk when you didn't have to bother. I don't have anyone in my life who gives a damn about me right now.
Trey, I did what I thought I had to do, but you and I, we're not friends, and there was no need to call me today.
We could start with you having lunch with me tomorrow.
No, I mean, look, I'm sorry your life has turned out this way, but I have a lot going on right now, and I really don't have any time for new friends. So, good luck to you. Have a nice life. I have to run. Bye.
What?
Huh? What are you talking about?
What's that look on your face all about? Trouble with your new roommate?
No, that wasn't Charlie. It was Trey Gallagher.
Oh, the guy who got you arrested for heroin possession?
Shh. Will you please keep it down?
What's he doing calling here? I thought he was in jail.
So did I, but he's looking for a friend. I made it very clear that I am not interested.
In Blake's suite at the Algonquin, Oscar McBain, posing as Matt, is sitting on the sofa when Blake arrives home from work.
Hey there.
Hey, Blake. How was your day?
Long, as usual. What were you up to today?
Just running some errands. And I met my doctor to talk about my next set of skin grafts.
Is he still hopeful he can remove all the scars?
He is. When I was first born, I didn't know, but at this point, he thinks I can have my old face back later this year.
That's great news. We should celebrate.
Yes, we should.
I talked to Terry today, and her ankle's doing better. When I got that call from the hospital the other day, I was worried sick. But luckily, a broken ankle was all it was.
Then we have lots to celebrate. Let me get you a drink.
That sounds great.
Sorry, Blake, but this has to be done. Here you go.
Thanks.
Here's to us. Drink up now. I want to take advantage of you later. Arr.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.